Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa. If you're new here, this is a podcast geared towards women who want to feel healthy, look good, and stay organized. We tend to lean a little bit crunchy, but want to stay modern and pulled together at the same time. We talk a lot about planning, beauty, wellness, hobbies, and everything in between. We're real women doing our best to live well anyway in the midst of life's chaos. I'm so glad you're here. And today, I have my good friend, Katie Deckett, back on the show, and we are talking all about what we have been doing to revamp our skincare this fall. This is one of the number one things I get questions about from all of you guys. What am I using? What is my routine? What am I doing? And so we go into all of the products that we have been using and what we have changed them to and why we've changed them. I, for one, really wanted to get my products to be a lot cleaner. So that's what I've been doing, is I've been switching things up and looking for products that really work but are also not going to contribute to my overall toxic load. You know what I mean? So we go into all of that today. And just to help you guys out even more, because I get so many questions about this, I have created a PDF download to help you along the way with making your decisions about your skincare. So this has our bare basics routine that we talk about at the end of this episode. It also has like a pumped up routine if you really want to go for it with your skincare, the kinds of products that you should be using and the order that you should be using them in. AM and PM. And then we also get into some clean alternatives for a lot of different areas of your skincare. So I'm going to give you some different options for what you can be using, whatever kind of budget you're on. So if you would like to get your hands on that PDF and be able to look over it all for yourself and utilize that as a tool to help you remember what you're supposed to do and when you're supposed to do it and what products fulfill all those different areas, then go to mackenziecoppa.com/skin and you can get instant access to it there. Again, that's mackenziecoppa.com/skin. All right, another little thing that I wanted to mention is that I'm getting after it with the YouTube. I am continuing to release new content over there, and I would love for you to come over and join me. So you can find my channel at youtube.com/mackenziecoppa. It will also be in the show notes for this episode. It's real easy to find. It's just my name, youtube.com/mackenziecoppa. And my latest video is all about what we can be doing right now to be planning for New Year, to be kind of laying the groundwork to set ourselves up for success in the new year, what we can be doing now to slowly be working towards some of those goals or even figuring out what those goals are. I talk about some different strategies for how to do that and simplify things and really look forward to a new year without getting overwhelmed by the planning of it just yet in our holiday season. And the final thing that I want to mention for this week is obviously this podcast is coming out the week of Thanksgiving, and that means Black Friday sales are abounding. Now, I have been doing a lot of announcements about these sales over on my Instagram and in my newsletter. So I just want to make sure that you know, if you want to help support the Live Well Anyway podcast and help keep things on the air and help support me and my kids, then I would so appreciate it if you would shop through those links that I have available on Instagram and in my newsletter and all the places that I can put the links. So there's lots of different places for you to be able to find ways that you can support Live Well Anyway, but also get things that you are going to love and enjoy. Things like Rasa and ASEA and Beauty Counter and Dime and on and on and on. There's so many different sales going on, including Power Sheets, which we are going to be doing in the Live Well Anyway Facebook group, the completely free group, starting in December. So they've got a great deal going on this Friday. You're not going to want to miss it. So be sure to check in all of those places that I have available so that you can find the best deals and help support Live Well Anyway. I so appreciate it. All right, without further ado, let's jump into this episode with me and Katie Deckett, where we talk all about what we're doing with our skin these days. Welcome back, Katie.
Hi.
Okay, so we've been putting off this episode, I feel like, for a while now, because I feel like we've both been and continue to be in transition with our skincare. Yeah. Would you agree with that?
Fair to say.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that like we both had sort of maybe gotten in a pretty comfortable place for a while. And then for me, I know going into summer, I always switch things up because I'm doing the self-tanner. And so I'm not using as many things that could interfere with that. And so my my skincare kind of gets a little bit more minimal in the summer. And then as I'm coming into the fall, I'm like, okay, I got to like pump it back up again. But I also was going through this transition of wanting to make sure that the products that I was using were really clean. So I've been going through a transition and continue like to find new products and different things that I'm, you know, working on. And then you've kind of been doing the same thing.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Not really as intentionally as you probably are, but I like the shiny packages, and I'll try something. I'll switch and see. And but yeah, I feel like I've landed on something I really like. But like we were talking about this morning, we're on the peak of maybe a new direction.
Yeah.
So this is sort of like an accumulation of the last few months.
Yeah. Well, and also before we even talk about, because I'm going to, you know, as we get into this episode, for everybody's listening, just like heads up, I am going to give you, because people ask me all the time, like, what are the bare bones things that you should have in your skin routine? I'm going to tell you what those steps should be, whatever products you decide to go with, what the steps should be. And then if you want to, like, you know, pump it up and get a little bit more out of your skincare routine. So we are going to get to that later in the episode. But before we ever even get there, I think that something that has to come before even what you're putting on your face is what you're doing with your health, because you can put however many moisturizers on your face you want to. If you're not hydrating, your skin is still going to be dry. And
yeah, good point. Yeah.
If you aren't like taking care of your health in all the ways and like detoxing and that sort of thing, you're probably going to be dealing with acne or, you know, whatever it is. It starts with how you're taking care of your body, and your skin is just an extension of that. And so I don't want to ignore that part of skincare, because I think it's really easy to just be like, well, if I buy all the right products, then my skin will look good. But I think especially like from the aging standpoint and that sort of thing, it matters so much what we're putting into our bodies and how we're taking care of ourselves.
Yeah, it's a whole person. And that skin, that outer layer, I mean, it definitely, definitely is affected by all that's going on within.
Yeah.
Totally.
I mean, especially if you're like hammering the caffeine, well, you're probably going to have a breakout from that. Or if you're, you know, like eating a bunch of chocolate, not that I've been doing that lately, you know, like it's going to affect you and it's going to come out in your skin. And so I think that especially if you're having a lot of like problem areas with your skin, I would say before you start looking at products to be putting on topically, be thinking about it from an internal perspective of possibly what could be causing those issues. Just gonna put that out there. But anyway, I kind of want to go backwards a little bit, because I have been wanting to really clean up my skincare. I've been, you know, dealing with a few health issues and wanting to reduce the amount of toxins that I'm putting in my body. Because I think that like when Roman was born, I went through the house and just like wiped out everything. I got rid of every cleaner. I like made my own skincare. I did, you know, there were a lot less options 16 years ago for what you could do. And so I did that then, but then as time wears on, you kind of like let things creep back in a little bit. And, you know, and I don't even think that the stuff that I was using was awful. I think most of the things when I went and looked them up, they were okay. They were pretty good. But I know that with so many options on the market these days that I could take it a step farther. And I think I just want to do myself that favor, because as I'm trying to like clean up my health and detox my system and all that kind of thing, if I'm just putting a bunch of chemicals right back in, then I'm never really gaining any ground.
Yeah.
And have you felt like that too? I mean, we both have kind of been going through some health transformation things.
Yeah,
I feel like.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So a lot of that has been a big precursor to wanting to switch up the skincare stuff. Some of the products that I was using, I want to talk about though, because they aren't inherently that bad. And I would say, like, if you are looking to switch your skincare and you are using these products, like, you can go ahead and probably use them until you're done with them. Like, you probably don't have to abandon them because they're not awful, but then maybe as you are running out of products, starting to filter in cleaner versions, unless you're just using stuff that's really awful, then maybe you need to ditch it. But I would say like a good resource to go to see what your products, like where the toxicity level is the EWG, the Environmental Working Group's Skin Deep website. They also have an app that you can look up. And if you can put so many, they don't have all products under the sun, but they have a lot of products in there, and you can put them in the app and they will give you a score of how toxic it is and why. And I think that is really helpful to just kind of get your bearings on the products that you already own. And so a lot of them that I was using, it was like Pharmacy, Drunk Elephant, Paula's Choice, CeraVe. And some of these actually scored a lot cleaner than I expected them to. Like Paula's Choice says it's a pretty clean brand, and it actually was. Like their BHA, I think, was like a one or a two. I was like, oh, well, that's not bad at all. Like I can use up this bottle that I have and feel really good about that. And the CeraVe, which I would have expected, like, oh, this is just, you know, from Target and it's going to be like maybe not that great. It was like a one or a two.
Awesome. Which,
yeah, that
I
made me,
that.
Right? Good. Yeah. Because yeah. It's so affordable. It's a really easy thing for me to be buying for like my kids to be using, and yeah. Or even me, if I'm, you know, running low on money or whatever, to know that there are good, safe options that are also really affordable was nice to see on there.
Yeah. And it works so well.
Yeah.
I bathe in that in the winter to keep my skin hydrated.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. All right, ladies, we've got one of my favorite sponsors back again this week, and that is Athletic Greens. I have been taking Athletic Greens every day for a couple of months now, and it has made such a difference in how I feel. It makes a difference in my energy levels, in my digestion, and so many other things. I just feel so much more on my game, and like I'm really doing something amazing for my body when I take Athletic Greens. I've even gotten my best friend on it. My parents are now on it because I know how I feel, and I want them to feel just as good as I do. For me, I take it about mid-morning. That's when I like to have a little boost in my day. I either add it to a smoothie that I'm making, or I just pop it in some cold water, shake it up, and I'm good to go. And it gives me that clean, renewed energy that helps me to get through the rest of my day and my workday and really stay focused and to be able to do all of the things that I need to do in my very demanding life. So if you're like, okay, that's great, but what the heck is Athletic Greens? Well, you guys, it's kind of like an all-in-one supplement. You're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens with just one scoop of AG1. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It is all the things. I love it too because it's super easy to incorporate into a very busy lifestyle. They have on-the-go packets if you want to be able to mix it up when you're out on the road or you're driving kids around or doing whatever. I like to always keep one with me in case I haven't had it earlier in the day so I can make sure that I get in my Athletic Greens. And I love that it has so much packed into just one supplement that really replaces the cost of a lot of other supplements that you would be taking. It's less than $3 a day and you're investing in your health, which has such a ripple effect of being able to take care of all the things and the people that you need to. It's so important that we take care of ourselves. It's just this little micro habit that can have big benefits. And to top it all off, Athletic Greens is a climate neutral certified company. And for every purchase, they donate to organizations helping to get nutritious food to kids in need, including No Kid Hungry here in the U.S. So right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs like I talked about with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/livewell. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/livewell. Live well to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. And a lot of times, like within the line, you still want to go in and like look at specific products within the line because some will be cleaner than others. But I do think that overall, I was happy that the stuff wasn't awful. But like I was saying, I knew I could take it one step farther. And so for me personally, I have like three lines from, you know, different companies that I really have fallen in love with and I really like, and I know they're super clean. But what have you been switching up?
You mean what was I using before?
Well, yeah, like what has been your journey to now, Katie?
Well, you have really spearheaded my journey, so you could probably talk to them. But a heavy drunk elephant, Tula. I really like Tula cleanser. Who makes it? That pharmacy celery.
Was that pharmacy?
No, maybe it's not pharmacy.
I don't think it was
that
pharmacy.
Celery lotion. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I love that one. I still really love that one.
Yeah,
I love the way that it makes my skin feel. But yeah, I would say Drunk Elephant mainly. And we're not talking makeup, right? Just skincare.
Yeah, just skincare.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then you ended up switching, though, like you were saying. You're using something different now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm using an essential oil-based grouping of products that sort of work together synergistically. So it's like a cleanser, a toner, a serum, and a lotion. Mm-hmm. And then I guess there's another piece. There's like the under eye firming. I think it firms. It gets rid of dark eye circles.
Yeah.
That, it's a step too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Necessary step. Yeah.
Yes. I think an eye cream is definitely one that
Thank you. Goodness. A
good idea to have in there. And then, so that was by, that's a doTERRA.
Doterra barrage.
And so I think you were saying that has like a lot of like frankincense and stuff like that, which is always nice when you see a lot of those like natural products that are actually going to really help with aging and inflammation and all that kind of thing.
Absolutely. It is very pleasantly scented, like you can smell those oils. Mm-hmm. I don't find it to be overpowering, but it also makes me feel like I'm doing something, like I'm intentionally putting these oils on my skin, and I've really enjoyed it. I think I'm on my second month of it.
Okay. And just so you guys know, Katie doesn't sell doTERRA.
I do not.
She's not on here to like try to get that to happen.
No, I avoid those at all costs because I'm the worst. As we were talking about this morning, I'm the worst business person in the world. Just
and I'm like,
order and order.
Excuse me, what? You haven't been charging people for the product? That's the actual product that costs you money to make? I'm sorry, what?
I'm the worst. I need to just do like a baking ministry is what I need.
Truly. Uh-huh. But guess what? I'm here to tell you that even nonprofits require money
to function. I'm just buying that butter, you know?
Yeah. Unless Costco is going to sponsor your ministry.
I know.
Oh,
sounds a lot like my husband right now.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, Katie is not affiliated with doTERRA, but
not at all.
Yeah, you have been just honestly using the products and really liking it, and that is kind of like the natural direction that you were deciding to go in. And so, so here's the elephant in the room, guys. I'll just go ahead and say it. All of the companies that I am going to talk about today, I am affiliated with. But I chose to be affiliated with them because I legitimately like the products. And I'm also not like, I'm not going about it like a lot of people who do MLMs. I'm not like, hey, guess what? I am doing this new line and every single thing in this line is the best thing ever. And there's nothing else that you should ever use. And this is the end all be all. I don't feel that way about it all. I don't feel salesy about it. I just feel like sharing the things that I really like and the things that I'm excited about. And then I affiliate with those companies because I have to support my family. So it's part of kind of like, you know, the gig of being a quote unquote influencer. So these companies I am affiliated with, but I have used their products. I have paid my actual money to buy these products. And these are the ones that I really like. And I found that it's come down to three companies for me. It's not just one because I kind of like pick and choose what I like from all of the different companies. So the first one is Primally Pure. I started using them, I think, a year ago, and I definitely like some of their stuff better than others. Probably my favorite thing from them, well, I really like their deodorant, which isn't like your face care, but I do really like their deodorant and it actually works. So that's great to have a natural deodorant that doesn't make you smell like a hippie by lunchtime. And then I really like their tools. So like both of my gua sha stones from them, I really, really like, and my roller and my facial dry brush. Those are like key tools that I use every single day. I think they're really quality in the way that they're made, and they just get the job done. So I really love their tools. I think that they're like thoughtfully created and I really like using them every day. They feel like high quality tools and they do what I want them to do. So I really like their tools. I like their body butter and their lip balms as well. I like their facial stuff. Like I like their plumping oil. I like their plumping cream. I don't know if that's what it's called, but people will know if they're familiar with Primally Pure, they'll know what I'm talking about. Their plumping line, but I don't love the smell. Like I can appreciate.
Say, have you come around? Because I remember a year ago that was the thing.
Yeah, and I found that even when I am around Nick, he will say, "You smell like magnesium," because he knows I put on magnesium lotion at night. I'm like, it's not the magnesium; it's this oil that's on my face. You just think it smells earthy, and so you name a mineral like it's. it's very earthy smelling. And I got their body butter, which is like vanilla mint or something. And I'm like, see, this smells not earthy. Why does my face have to smell earthy in order for it to work?
Right where your nose is.
Yeah. And so I use it sparingly. Especially like if I'm feeling like my skin is really parched or I'm getting really dry, like I do like to use the serum and the cream, but it's not like my go-to. I love it. This is what I'll use every day. It's kind of more like, okay, in the dead of winter, I will turn to that. But primarily with Primally Pure, it's their tools, their lip balm, their body butter, and their deodorant that I can really get behind. And I've been using their dry shampoo, which that's a big switch for me. I know this isn't a hair episode, but somebody was making the point to me recently that your skincare or your hair care really does affect your face, especially if you're not washing your hair before you go to bed at night, because your hair hits your pillow. And if your face hits your pillow, then whatever's on your hair is going on your face. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I've never even thought of that before. And turns out when I looked up my favorite end-all be-all dry shampoo that I've been using for a couple of years, it was like a 9 on the EWG score, and it made me very sad. So I have switched to Primally Pure's dry shampoo, and I'm actually having better luck with it than I expected to. It's a powder that you shake into your hair, which I've always kind of like steered away from. But it actually, like, I wore my hair down on day 4 or 5 of not having washed it, which is saying something. Because normally by that point, it's up. I just feel like a grease pit. I've got to wear it up but I actually was able to like curl it and wear it down, and it didn't look like I was just saturated with oil. So, you know, it seems to be doing the job, which I was surprised about.
So does it absorb fully in and then you brush it? Like how, or do you just...
Yeah, I kind of like, I mean, I'm not going to put it in like right before I'm leaving the house. Like I put it in and I have the brunette one, which it's still light, but it's not as light as the other one. I think it has like cocoa powder or something in it to make it a little bit darker. And I just shake it all into my hair, really focus on the more oily parts, kind of like go through it with my fingers to kind of work it in there. And I let it sit for a little bit and then I brush it through. And I actually feel like it gives me less of a white cast even than the other dry shampoo that I was using. Okay. And it just seems to be doing the job. So I don't have the complaints that I thought I would from having to switch it up. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. The other, one of the other companies that I'm really liking, and I'm kind of in... Because Katie and I said, we're in transition right now. We're still figuring out like what our absolute faves are right now from these different companies and stuff. But it's Dime. And I got just like one of their travel pack lines so I could try minis of the different versions, which is also a recommendation that I have for people. Like if you're not sure if you're going to like a new line, then if they have minis available, go for the minis. Like try out it small and see if it's going to work for you before you invest in like the bigger bottles of things.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. I got kind of like all together so I could try a bunch of different products from Dime. I still haven't gotten their brow and eyelash booster that everybody raves about. And I would really like to try it. And because I haven't had a good track history with trying like eyelash boosters and stuff in the past, they always seem to aggravate my eyes. So I'm very curious about using Dimes. And then they do have a super firm serum that they call Botox in a bottle that I would like to slather all over my forehead. So I would still really like to try that one and see what happens with it. But right now, from the things that I got and I've been trying from them, my favorites have been their Turn Back Time Cream, TBT cream, which is a safe retinol alternative. So it's not going to have the side effects that a retinol can potentially have. But it's supposed to do a lot of the same things that a retinol would. So I still want some sort of anti-aging component. We're not just going in here all crazy, like never mind. It's all good. I just want to look old. No, I'm still still trying to preserve my youth however I can. So I'm using the TBT cream and really liking it so far. I'm doing it about every other night. And I like their hyaluronic acid serum. So it's got like a nice slip to it. And I like the way that it goes on. And I'm using that both morning and evening. I feel like it goes on really nicely under my makeup and stuff. So I really like, out of everything I've tried from Dime, those are probably my two favorites that I've tried so far. So,
okay,
that's Dime. All right, ladies, you've heard me talk about Plan to Eat probably 1,000 times now. It is legitimately my favorite. For someone who loves planning and loves to make sure that I know what I'm cooking my family for dinner every day, Plan to Eat is my lifesaver. They've thought of everything. It is so well designed, but I'm here to tell you that it gets even better because this weekend is their big Black Friday sale, you guys. You can get Plan to Eat for 50% off your entire year for just $19.50. That's an incredible deal to save your literal sanity. So what can Plan to Eat do for you? Well, once you get your family's recipes in there, yes, the things that your family actually eats and knows and loves and fit your dietary restrictions and all that good stuff, and it's super easy to do because you can just paste links to recipes online and have everything auto-populate super sleek and fast for you. Once you do that, that's the most work you will ever do with Plan to Eat because from there on, all you have to do is drag and drop your recipes onto your meal plan for the week, and then it does all of the rest of the work for you. It makes your shopping list, it even organizes that that into the stores that you typically shop from, which makes it super easy to be able to do your shopping, whether you do it online or in the store. They also make it really easy to change the quantities of food that you want to make. So that's perfect for the holiday season when you're probably needing to make more of what you always make. Well, you just go in there and change the serving size, and it will automatically change the recipe and your shopping list. So you're buying the amount that you actually need to feed all of the people. And then just to make your life even easier, you can plan out a week and then turn it into a menu so you can use that entire menu again later on. So a month from now, you already have a week of meals planned. Just think, if you do that for a month, then you don't really have to plan your meals for the rest of the winter. You've got four menus that you can repeat over and over and over again, and Plan to Eat allows you to do that and takes all of the brain work out of it for you. So again, this is their big sale of the year, 50% off. You can get a year's subscription to Plan to Eat for just $19.50. And you can still get a month free by going to plantoeat.com/livewell. So you actually get 13 months for their 50% off price for the entire year. So go to plantoeat.com/livewell. Give it a try. I think you're going to love it, especially during this holiday busy season. I know I've loved it for 8 years now, and I think you will too. plantoeat.com/livewell. Now, this is the one that people are probably get like, what? And trust me, I get it, because I have had reservations for years and didn't want to do it because it was an MLM, and that is Beauty Counter. Okay, hear me out for a second before you shut off the podcast and you're like, ah, MLM. Okay, hold on. So the thing that brought me to Beauty Counter wasn't actually the skincare at first. It was, I have been trying to, while I'm switching up my skincare, I'm also switching up a lot of my makeup and wanting to go with cleaner versions. And as I was doing all the Googling and looking at the EWG website and watching a ton of reviews on YouTube about clean foundations that were going to do what I wanted them to do, which is not make me look like I have an oil slick on my face, because I tend to skew more oily. And a lot of these natural foundations and moisturizers and whatnot contribute to that, because the dewy look is the look these days. Well, when you start out dewy, it can become a real situation on your face. And so I knew exactly what I wanted in a foundation, and every single thing that I watched about clean foundations, they always came back to Beauty Counter's foundation. And I was like, well, shoot, I'm going to have to give this company a try. And so I decided to get some stuff from them and to try it out. And the products really are what they said they were going to be, like, to the point where I couldn't ignore it. And so then that led me from the makeup to the skincare of trying things out. I got some free skincare with my first order. And one of the things was their vitamin C, their Counter Plus Albright Serum, which is their vitamin C serum. And I'd heard people just rave about this serum, that it was amazing. And I was like, well, what's the big deal? Like, I've used 1,000 different vitamin Cs. Well, what sets this one apart is it has turmeric and curcuma in it, on top of just being vitamin C. And I have never seen a company use these things that I know and take for like anti-inflammation in my body and whatnot on our face. Like, I take vitamin C. It made sense for me to put vitamin C on my face. To know that they were adding turmeric and curcuma to this concoction, I was just like blown away. And then I started looking at some of the other ones. They're Albright Triple Acid AHA Toner. So if you guys aren't familiar, if you just like spoke Japanese, there are different kinds of chemical exfoliants that we can use on our face. And they pretty much come down to AHA and BHA. BHA is really good for like clearing your pores and doing just kind of like a gentle exfoliation. It's really good for things like blackheads and that sort of thing. And then AHA usually gets after it a little bit more. It comes in, they both come in varying percentages, like of how much is in a product. So there's AHA that would be in a toner, which would be like a lesser percentage, obviously, for like daily use. But then they have, you know, AHA overnight peels, or ones you wear for like 20 minutes and you feel like you're burning your skin off, but man, you're going to look really good when you take it off. And so that's kind of like what AHA and BHA does. And you want to use a chemical exfoliant instead of a physical exfoliant, like what a lot of people are familiar with, like ground up walnut shells or whatever, because as you get older, your skin doesn't regenerate as quickly as it does when you're young. And so when you put all those like tiny little abrasions in your face, your skin isn't going to come back from that like it did when you were 20. And it's actually doing more damage than it is doing good. And it's also not like a consistent exfoliation all the way over your face, where an AHA or a BHA is going to do that for you. AHA is also known as glycolic acid. So if people are looking at that, and then BHA is typically like a salicylic acid. So I saw that Beauty Counter has a toner, this triple acid toner that actually has AHA, BHA, and kombucha in it. And I was like, where else am I going to find a product that has kombucha in it for my face? Like, that's cool. So yeah. I have just been getting turned on to more and more of their skincare as I've been diving into it and being really impressed with not only the ingenuity of using these more natural things for your face, but also this is the same for Dime as well. I really appreciate the packaging, because that's another thing that people don't really think about when they're trying to get cleaner with their skincare is, well, what is it packaged in? Because if it's packaged in a bunch of plastics, then even if it is, you know, phthalate free and, you know, all these things, it could still have a lot of nasty stuff leaching into the product from the packaging. But both of those companies are really careful to be Primely Pure too, be using like glass bottles and bottles that aren't clear. Like if they are clear, then they are a dark like amber glass, because the more light that gets into the product, the more it can degrade the product more quickly. And like, they've thought of all of those kinds of things with the packaging. And so not only does it just look really good, but it also serves a function of helping make sure that the product stays cleaner. And so you can feel really confident in what you're putting on your face.
Okay.
So for all those reasons, I'm using Primally Pure, Dime, and Beauty Counter, but I'm not trying to be all like salesy about it and stuff. I'm really thinking of the Beauty Counter thing as more of just like an affiliate, like I would any other company that I'm buying from. And I am legitimately falling in love with a lot of the products. So that's what I have to say about that.
So happy you're doing Beauty Counter, because that's what's held me back from Beauty Counter, is that I don't have a connection.
No. Yeah. You don't want someone who's going to be like, this is the only thing you ever need for your whole life. So
yeah,
I'm not going to sell to anybody, but if somebody wants me to like go over things with them, I'm happy to. I do that anyway. And I'm probably not going to tell you only Beauty Counter products, because no woman uses just one line of anything.
Right. So, or should.
Yeah. Or should. And they're, I think that companies do a really good job on certain things and then maybe not the best job at others. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to say, like, too much brand loyalty can be really limiting too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when I've been involved with MLM stuff in the past, which I swore I would never do again. And so that's why I'm like, I'm not pushing stuff with this. I'm not going to go track down, you know, people I went to elementary school with. That's just not my drive. But when I would be like, I was affiliated with, I'm just going to go ahead and say it, Young Living in the past. I didn't really want to be salesy with it either, but they kind of like force you to be. And then people get into this mindset that like, if you use anything else, you're being like disloyal, and it becomes so much more than what just the products are. And I don't have any problem with Young Living products. I really like a lot of Young Living products, but I don't want to feel like I'm like
locked in.
Yeah, and being like brainwashed into thinking like this is the only company who does whatever, like that's probably not even true, you know? So I don't have any problem with people who do Young Living or any other MLM, but let's just all be like normal. That's what I have to say.
Yeah.
And real.
Yeah.
So.
I'm with you.
Yes. Okay. This is the part that I want to get to, though, that a lot of people ask me about when we're talking about skincare. They're like, but just tell me what to do, like, or what order does it need to be in, or what do I really need, or, you know. So I broke it down into two lists that I think are going to hopefully be helpful to people. So this is what you need if you have not been doing any skincare all your life and you're like, I'm just getting started with skincare and I'm not even sure if I can take this on and be loyal to it, and give me like the bare bones version. This is what I believe that you should be doing if you just need the bare bones version. A double cleanse. So that means you have a cleanser that takes your makeup off. It's usually something oil-based. In the past, I've really liked Pharmacy's Green Clean Cleansing Balm. I still really like that product. But also, like, both Dime and Beauty Counter make different kinds of, like, first-step cleansers to take your makeup off. But then take that next step and actually wash your skin. So that's like why you do a double cleanse, so that you can actually clean those pores and clean your skin once that top layer of your makeup has been removed. And that's where like Katie and I have used CeraVe a lot in the past. So do your double cleanse and then a vitamin C serum. So I obviously like Beauty Counter's vitamin C a lot, but whatever, just get a vitamin C, some sort of clean vitamin C, check it on the EWG score, get a clean vitamin C, because that is what is going to be sort of like your first step to fight aging. It's one of the only products that's going to help you to either reverse dark spots or help prevent them. And it's doing that same sort of stuff for your face that vitamin C does when you take it internally. It is helping you to heal. It's an antioxidant. So it does really good things for your face. And then, so we've got double cleanse, vitamin C, moisturize. So I don't care if this is, you know, rosehip oil that you buy for $12 off Amazon, Teddy's Organic Rosehip Oil. That's a great product. That's what I have my daughters using when they're, you know, young and they don't need something harder hitting yet. All the way up to, you know, getting something from one of these companies. But just make sure you're using a really good high quality moisturizer, and then sunscreen. So I will admit that I'm not as good about it in the fall and winter because we live on the dark side of the moon, is what it feels like. But, you know, all the skincare experts say you should be wearing it all the time. I have been taking more vitamin E, which I've been reading about is actually really helpful as kind of like you producing your own natural like resistance to the sun. Do what you're going to do about that, but definitely in the spring and summer, if you're going to be out in the sun a lot, I would say getting a good high quality mineral sunscreen. Those are the four pieces. I would say these are your bare bones. Would you agree with that from your experience so far?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, ladies, I'm just going to be honest. Cooking, it's not my favorite pastime, but you know what has made it 10 times more enjoyable? My Caraway cookware. I absolutely love my saute pan and my Dutch oven from Caraway for so many different reasons. First of all, they work amazing. I have never had pans like these where the food actually doesn't stick. They actually do what they're supposed to do. I'm able to cook and not have everything just turn into a giant mess. But at the same time, my food is actually safe. It's like a miracle that they can be this nonstick, this amazing, and also non-toxic. Caraway's cookware and bakeware collections feature a chemical-free ceramic coating, so food can be prepared with peace of mind that no hard-to-pronounce compound will leach into your healthy ingredients. I love that, especially as we have really been trying to clean things up around my house and not have those added toxins, knowing that I can trust this cookware and it's going to work well. And did I mention that it's also beautiful? I have the cream version of mine. I absolutely love them. They look so modern and sleek in my kitchen. They're absolutely gorgeous. And the bakeware is the same way. They have so many different colors for whatever your style and your kitchen is. It's completely modern and they've thought of everything. They even have easy access storage solutions that all of their sets come equipped with so that no stacking is required. Gone are the days of misplacing your lids and not being able to get to stuff. They've truly figured it all out and created a beautiful system. And once a year, they have their Cyber Season event. You can save up to 20% on all Caraway products, including their internet famous non-toxic cookware set. And for the first time ever, you can now save on Caraway's food storage, which I am in love with. I want so badly. They're beautiful and non-toxic. Their tea kettle and their mini cookware. This exclusive deal won't last long, so make sure to shop your favorite colors and products while you still can. These would make a fabulous gift or the perfect thing to ask for this Christmas. Visit carawayhome.com to take advantage of their Cyber Season event and score up to 20% off your next purchase of non-toxic kitchenware. This deal won't last long, like I mentioned, so visit caraway.com to shop all their incredible products for up to 20% off this holiday season. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern. So if you are like, okay, got that down, I want to like boost things up a little bit or a lot of it, then these are the things that I think are vital if you are like wanting to try to make sure that your skin is staying young and vital and, you know, you're doing kind of like everything you can to make your face be healthy and good. So still doing the double cleanse and the vitamin C. I would add in some sort of chemical exfoliation, like I talked about. If you're going to do like a higher level AHA, that can be done like a mask, like an AHA mask, do that like once a week. A BHA, if you're going to start using like a BHA toner or serum, you're going to want to probably start using that only a few times a week at first, but slowly as your skin gets used to it, you can build up to doing that more frequently, up to every day. I really hope you can't hear my stomach growling right now. I really should have eaten something before we recorded this. Whoops. Please ignore the stomach behind the curtain. Okay. So having AHA and BHA just in your skincare routine overall, I think are a good idea to be doing that chemical exfoliation. I would also say, as long as we're talking about exfoliation, I'm going to make a little plug here for dermaplaning. Ladies, shaving your face. Katie, are you still regularly dermaplaning?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you're still using the Tinkle razors?
I sure am.
And you do it dry like I do, right?
I do it dry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I recently saw Living with Landon did a video, I don't know, maybe a couple months ago now, but she shaves her face with a men's razor and like gets it wet and soaps up her face and shaves her whole face. Which I thought was very interesting. I don't do it like that. Yeah. Mm-mm. I really like the little Tinkle razors. Mm-hmm. You do like short little strokes, downward strokes all over your face. I do like one like full all over on the weekend. And then I touch it up throughout the week and just like spots. So you're not going to end up looking like, you know, the bearded lady, guys, if you start dermaplaning, but it is more than probably anything I do, I feel like it is the thing that exfoliates the most, obviously, because yes, you're actually taking like a physical razor to your skin. So I feel like it's a game changer. I will say the first, I don't know if I asked you about this, the first time you did it, did you like scale over the first time you did it?
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
Interesting, because both my mom and I have. And if I go for like longer periods of time where I'm not being as good about doing it, like on all the sections of my face, when I get back at it again, it's like my skin goes, "Wah! What happened?" And I kind of get like scaly in those sections
Really?
and really dry. And then that flakes off. And then I have like new baby skin underneath. But it's
Okay.
like a 2 or 3 day process where you're like, "Oh my gosh, what did I do to my face? This is bad." And then it's like, oh, that's why I did. It's almost like doing a peel or something. Like it
Okay.
really, really gets after it. So, but I love dermaplaning. I've been doing it for years now. And I feel like it helps my products to like soak in so much better. And yeah, it's just been a game changer for my face.
Yeah, I love it. I keep one of the little razors in my car because natural light is really great. And I'm always at the ready. I love them.
Yeah, and they're cheap too.
So
You can
cheap,
get,
like a set of six for $5. They're so cheap.
yeah. I think I got a set of 12 for $7.
Oh my gosh. And how often do you change? How long do you use one with it?
I go maybe like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
Maybe.
that's about what I need to. Okay.
Yeah.
So like 2 a month.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it's really economical for what you get out of it.
It is, but you do want it sharp.
Yeah, you really do. And I find that if I've been using a duller one, then I switch to a sharper one. Sometimes that's when I get a little bit of that scaliness and it's like, oh, I let it go a little too long with that one razor. So yeah, I love dermaplaning though. I will always, always swear by it.
Yeah.
So, okay. After the exfoliants, I would say some sort of anti-aging cream. And so you want to do something. Now, a lot of people would say retinol is the only way to go, but if you're wanting to go a little bit more healthy, then like I said, there's like that Turn Back Time cream from Dime, or Beauty Counter has a whole line called Counter Time where they have their sort of like retinol alternative that's supposed to help you, you know, like turn back time. So I would say doing something as you're getting older for helping that anti-aging process along, because it is just the fact of the matter that you're going to start experiencing those changes in your skin. And I want to feel like I've done whatever I can. So some sort of anti-aging. Can you hear my stomach?
I cannot hear your stomach.
Okay. Thank goodness.
All I hear in my
word.
head is like Cher.
If I could turn back time. That's what I'm trying to do right here with this skincare. That's right. Okay. You don't want to have the regrets that Cher has in that song. So go ahead and just do the skincare. Just get after it. So then the moisturizer, and which can be paired with a lot of the anti-aging products are moisturizers. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a separate step, but making sure you're doing the moisturizing. Some sort of eye cream. So you are really focusing on that thinner skin that's around your eyes. A lot of eye creams are specifically supposed to help target those dark circles and the puffiness and all of that kind of thing. So a good eye cream, I think, is not to be, you know, batted an eyelash at.
Yeah. I have a question about eye cream because I just recently heard this. I don't know if it's true, but that you're supposed to apply the eye cream to the bone, not to like actually that very crepey thin skin, but you're supposed to apply it to the bone and then gently rub upward. Have you heard that?
I haven't. I've heard that you should do it with your ring fingers because they're the weakest fingers on your hand, and you're supposed to like tap it in. And not so much do like that swiping motion because you're pulling on the skin and you don't want to do that. But I also gua sha my face. So I'm like, well, you know, I don't know. I'm doing my best. I don't know. Just get it on there. I think just get it on there.
Okay.
Okay. Then the sunscreen again. So those are kind of like my things that I think are pretty vital. And then if you want to take it up another step, you can add in, there's so many different kinds of serums for all sorts of targeted things. I know that like I know of people who have still acne issues into their, you know, 40s and whatnot, really like using like a blue tansy oil. And there's, so there's so many different, if you want to add things on top of it, there's always options. But I think this is a good like core routine if you're really wanting to keep your skin as youthful as possible. But I, as I sort of mentioned earlier, along with all these things, I think one of the biggest parts of my skincare routine are the tools that I use. So doing gua sha, using my jade roller and my dry brushing, I feel like, I don't know, and maybe it's all in my head because I'm like physically doing something to my face. Like this has got to be working, right? but I like the way it feels. I think it's really relaxing. And I feel like I do, especially if I do like one side of my face and then the other side of my face, I feel like I notice, especially in the morning, like a difference in the puffiness. And like if I'm having my sinuses be kind of like acting up and that sort of thing, like really doing gua sha on those areas, I feel like helps me to breathe better. And it's just healthy for you because you're helping to move like that lymph around in your face. You're breaking up the fascia. I love those tools. And I think I will always like swear by them. Could you hear that? Could you hear that?
Well, yes.
Oh my gosh. Why didn't I eat? I'm so sorry, you guys. This is humiliating. Anyway, if you can listen past my stomach's just agreeing that we should all be gua sha-ing our faces.
Yeah, and well, you started off saying like it's what you're putting inside your body too. So it's
apparently I'm not putting anything inside my body today.
You need to work on that part.
Yeah, that's a rough one. I just don't put anything in, then it won't have an effect on my skin. No, I'm kidding. That's terrible philosophy. I'm just messing with you all. Okay, but yeah, I really love my tools. Do you have a gua sha?
I do. Don't. No, I don't do that. I don't do that very religiously. Like I forget about it. And, you know, I'm helping slow. Like 2 years ago, I didn't even wash my face.
Oh, yeah. You've made great strides.
I have. It's great strides. Slow stepping here. But yeah.
Well, and I think it's important to remind people too, like back on that bare bones skincare thing, like when you went from not really doing much of anything to being very diligent about your skincare, your skin went through a whole transition process for like, what was it, 6 weeks?
A very long time. Like a detox. It was rough.
Yeah. And you were even coming to me going like, well, I don't know. Is this right? It seems like everything's just getting worse. But then you looked it up and tried to find the science behind it because of course you did. And you found that it was a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a real thing and it will pass. But yeah, I had to stay with it.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to push through.
Mm-hmm. But it's hard to build a habit when you just see zero results, but you actually go negative for a while. Yeah. That's hard to stay the course. But it is worth it. It absolutely is worth it.
Yeah. And I've been noticing even like as I'm, because I got that dry brush from Primally Pure, which I love, but I have stuck it in my bag with all my other tools and it just kind of like lands at the bottom. Ooh. And I'm used to just grabbing my tools out and I forget the dry brush is even in there. And so I found as I'm trying to incorporate some of these newer habits, like I've got to put it out in a really obvious place, even if I don't want its permanent home forever to be in the middle of my counter. Like if I don't do that, then I'm going to forget to even do it. I've got to make it like super obvious to myself that that's something I need to do.
Yep.
Yeah. And I would say if people think like, oh, the gua sha, that's like a whole thing and a whole step and I don't have time for that. I think a really great like entry gua sha is a roller. And I really like the ones from Primally Pure because they have like these little nubbies on them. And so you really feel like you're getting after it, like you're doing something. It's breaking up that fascia and moving stuff around. And I'm a big fan, but I'm that kind of a massage person too. I'm like, get in there and make something happen. If it doesn't hurt, then this wasn't worth it. Where you're not usually that way.
Not at all.
Yeah. Like, I just want to relax.
Yes, I just want it to be wonderful the whole time.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Yeah.
Where I'm like,
That's
what am
funny.
I paying for? You were supposed to like really do something here.
That is funny. Yeah,
I
we
was supposed
approach
to know that something happened to my body today. This is a total side story, but years ago, my mom and I went for these kinds of massages called Rolfing. I know it sounds bizarre, but it's like this really slow, deep massage where they're actually trying to like manipulate the muscles to move into different places because we both have scoliosis. And the lady who did it said that she used less pressure on like truck drivers who would come in and they would cry. But like both my mom and I were just like, get in there, like get it done. I'll take whatever you give me because
Oh
I
my
know it's gonna
gosh,
be
that's so
worth it.
funny.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a weird note to end our skincare episode on, but you know.
Drivers, share your
Rolfing.
stomach growling.
Yes. This has been quite the episode. Getting over our like a total aversion to MLMs. I can't even believe I'm still a part of one. But guys, don't worry. I'm not going to shove it down your throat. I'm only going to share what I actually like. And you can come to me. I'm not going to be sliding into your DMs. All right, guys? Nobody panic.
Yeah. It takes me back to those Jamberry days.
Gosh,
Remember
don't even. Don't even. How dare you?
We've been through some stuff with these.
You know, I still have an entire bag of probably 50 sets of Jamberry nail decals in my closet here next to me. And I literally did, I don't know if you remember this part, I did a bridal fair to try to sell Jamberry nails, at which I was sold how many? Zero. Because I'm such a good salesman where I'm like, well, don't buy it if you don't want it. Like, and it was on Eliana's due date. And people were coming up to me. That was really like the draw. They didn't want to buy the nails, but they were like, oh my gosh, when are you due? And I was like, today. And they're like, why are you here? I was like, I go way late. Don't worry. It's going to be forever before this stupid child comes out of my stomach. I'm trying to distract myself. You need these nails. You know it's not a product people are into if you are literally 9 months pregnant and people still won't buy from you.
No pity sales, nothing.
Not a good sign. Not a good sign. Yeah. Anyhow.
Oh, I just think that was a saturated market too. Every other person was selling Jamberry and I think MLMs have evolved a long way, and the ones that have stuck around have for a reason. And there's something to be said for the ones that are still present after all the stereotypes and the fears.
Yeah. Well, and I was just really appreciative of like the gal that I signed up under really has that same philosophy too. She's like, I don't even really want you like looking at the training. Like I don't want you to sell. Like, we're not about sales. Like, it's not about that. We're just like building a team and supporting each other and talking about things that we love. We're just sharing about things that we love. And if people like it, great. If not, that's fine. You don't have to. But this is, I'm just sharing like I do about anything else. I'm affiliated with all kinds of other companies that I tell people about because I actually, like, you guys have heard me talk about Rasa 8 million times because I love Rasa. And that's just genuinely how I feel about it. So I'm trying to come at it from that same sort of affiliate standpoint.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's effective. I am ready to dive in. So
All right.
I will be able to give, not that you're not going to give an honest review, but I'm completely unaffiliated.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's on the Black Friday sale right now. So I'm telling you what, I'm like counting my pennies. What can I get? Okay, well, thank you for hanging me out. Whoa, wow.
You need to eat.
I need to eat. Thank you for hanging out with me again this week, Katie, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody who listens to this week.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, that's it for this week's episode. Again, if you would like the PDF download of what you should be doing with your skincare, either the bare bones plan or if you want to beef it up, and what my favorite products are for all of the different price ranges out there, then be sure to go over to mackenziekappa.com/skin and you can download that there. You can also find links to everything that we talked about today in our show notes, which you can find by swiping up in whatever app you are listening to the podcast on or going to mackenziekappa.com. And clicking on podcast. Thanks so much for listening, ladies. I so appreciate each and every one of you. It's such an honor to be in your earbuds and your radios every single week. I love connecting with you. Make sure that you drop into my DMs over on Instagram. I love being able to talk with you and hear back from you about what you're liking on the show. So you can find me on Instagram at Mackenzie Kappa. And until next week, ladies, go be bold and gracious.